UPS is hiring warehouse workers, package handlers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying up to $21 an hour and offer great benefits, including 100% paid tuition, plus housing for some with our Metro College or Loop programs. Shift your team, shift your future, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference. UPSjobs.com.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? Locally owned delivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDER now for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Middays with Marcus Maven here on 93.9 Neville. Minus Marcus Maven today, man. And probably minus him tomorrow. We're doing, he's got the wedding thing. So we're letting him do the wedding thing and enjoy his couple days here with his family and his son and everybody else. So that's going to be a great time for them and all kinds of pros and everybody else who's there and God knows who. So it's going to be a good time, man. So enjoying that. But for us, we got some good news today. Because it is Thursday.
Chicken!
Which means thanks to Adam and his staff for dropping off Wing Zone Catering to ESPN Louisville Studios. Also, they got the Wing Zone Gas Relief promo. Bring in your gas receipt and receive $2 off any order over $10. Order online, wingzone.com. Two Louisville locations, Hikes Point and the Papa Level Road at Quarry Center. So that's pretty solid, man. Wing Zone always delivering some great deals to us to let people know. Also,
big fan of the boneless, man. Yeah. The Thai chili.
I know.
The Parmesan. Thai chili, Parmesan, garlic, or one
man,
and one. Man,
that's the goods right there. Kroger, I want to remind people, how would you like to get even more savings and more benefits when you shop at Kroger? With a boost by Kroger's Plus membership, you'll enjoy 2 fuel points for every dollar you spend in groceries, on groceries and general merchandise in store, and with pickup and delivery free, or pickup or delivery, free delivery, and lots more. Membership starts at just $59, so sign up today at Kroger.com/boost. More savings, more benefits, a new level of membership with Boost by Kroger Plus. It's pretty good.
Tasty.
Yeah, it's pretty.
Big fan of Kroger.
Yeah.
You know what? Like, Kroger, underrated, I think. And I think more people are kind of getting it. Their cheese selection, man.
Yeah, that's
like,
a good point.
Charcuterie boards are like the I feel like becoming like avocado toast.
I agree.
Like a new fancy thing. Look, I'll be honest.
There's a place going in right over there in the neighborhood. It's a charcuterie board.
Yeah, there's some places that specialize. Yeah, place. And we got a great one over at, you know, Equus. And I mean, I'm a killer at like describing the cheese board. It's like the one, like other servers get me. They're like, Nick, describe the cheese.
Ooh.
And like that's like my specialist. Like there's road course specialists in NASCAR. I can't really tell you much about wine, but I can describe some cheese.
I like that.
You know, I'm like Arsenio. Damn, that's some good-ass cheese. That's one of my all-time favorite sketches. But no, the charcuterie board, man, that's becoming like a thing. And it's basically an adult Lunchable, let's be honest. It really is. But
100%.
The selection at Kroger, though, I mean, and I've had charcuterie boards at other restaurants that, you know, some upscale joints around the city. The same cheeses that are on those boards are at Kroger. I'm just saying, like Drunken Goat, they have the Beamster we get, the smoked Gouda, all of them. I've seen them at. We had this espresso rubbed, was it a Gouda? I don't remember. Manchego, I think.
Okay.
And it's called Barely Buzzed, and it was a Parmesan. Sorry.
Okay. Okay.
But it's they had that there. Like, all these fancy cheeses that I'm seeing, like, Kroger carries, and we and other restaurants around the city are serving the same Kroger brand cheeses. at exorbitant prices.
Just much cheaper and much better. You know, the Kroger salad bar I always liked. I'm not going to lie. When the Kroger had the salad bar, I was like, yeah, that's clutch. Anytime one has one, I'm like, yeah, this is good.
Right?
And I'll make me a salad. A couple things I want to get to.
Damn, I want some cheese now.
I know. Yeah, it sounds good. Some pictures floating around on the U of L basketball side, on the Instagram side. One in particular, well, a couple, but one that really caught my attention. Tony Williams yesterday. Tony Williams was over there at the Yum Center. Yeah, yeah, and he was they were just hanging out. And you had, when you looked, I guess they brought the kids over there, you know, and stuff. And takes a group photo. Now, Nick, when I say I believe, like, where this program's going and the just the vibe around it, this photo has Tony Williams, George Gervin's nephew, who played at Louisville, Reese Gaines, Nolan Smith, Kenny Payne, and Milt Wagner. Just look, just all arm around each other, take a picture. Just a great pick, and it's why I'm like, do you think Kenny Payne needs to go? Look, he might lose DJ Wagner, but it won't be because he didn't go to Spain. I'm like, look, there's Kenny Payne, there's Papa Wagner.
Yeah, show me the photo, Wagner. Yeah.
Yeah, like, I mean, listen, he doesn't have to go to Spain to talk to DJ Wagner.
Right, know? That's not going to be the deciding factor.
Yes, yeah, so you had Kenny Payne, Reese Gaines, Nolan Smith, Caleb Gervin, Tony Williams, and Milt Wagner. Just a random afternoon up at the Planet Fitness Keeper Center, just hanging out. Like, that's a lot of basketball. That's a lot. That's what my players walk in and out and get to talk with every day. That's what Sidney Curry's walking through and Milt Wagner can grab him. Say, hey, let me talk to you about what I saw today, young fellow. You know, got this, boom, boom. You know, you've got a Tony Williams who can, hey, you know, I saw you doing this, you know, this or that, whatever, you know. Kenny Payne, Reese Gaines, Nolan Smith. That's why I think I can't fathom how anybody could not be like, okay, this is exciting. Like, this is cool. Like, I like where this is going. Okay.
You have like a staff of, I don't want to call them elders, but they are. I mean, like, they're respected guys that have been there, done that, seen that, won that. Yeah. Like, I mean, that's pretty cool to have that in your back pocket.
Yes, absolutely. And to see all those guys, it just really did something to me, man. I was like, wait a minute, this is awesome. A few other things as far as the team itself goes. Brandon Huntley Hatfield he's going first round.
Calling it out. I don't want to do this without Marcus, but can we on this, this day, July 14th, the year 2022 of our Lord and Savior at, 11, shortly 17.
I think Brandon Huntley Hatfield's going first round.
Marking it. Boom. Yeah. There we go.
Yeah. I think
putting that out in the ethos.
Yes. I listen. That dude has a different mindset right now. And the one thing with him was always kind of maybe there was a little motor conversation with him. Again, reclass guy, top five player before he reclassed. And then he was a top 15, top 16 player. Now, I mean, you're talking about a guy who comes into this thing knowing, hey, man, I'm coming here because I trust in Kenny Payne. When you look at the pictures of this dude and when you see his eyes during workouts and you see his face and you see – I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, when you see that, like, that's incredible. That, like, it's incredible to see the size of Brandon Huntley Hatfield, and you're like, this dude is legit. Like, this dude's the real deal. So yeah. So anyways, there's that coming from it. What?
Jason just behind me.
I'm listening.
You know, from Tennessee, said that's the only time in his life he's ever chanted "Let's go, Brandon" when he was watching Brandon Huntley Hatfield.
That's awesome.
It's a funny line.
Not the only time I did. then
gas prices keep going up. Yeah. I might join you, bro. Yeah.
So anyways, then you get the picture. And this is one I really want to talk about, too. J.J. Traynor. Did you see the picture of J.J. Traynor?
No. What's
okay.
this
Okay, J.J. Traynor is in this intense workout, right? Okay, Nolan Smith got the pad underneath. Just boom. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's – and Kenny Payne is over his shoulder, like, in the picture. Like a lion. Okay. Like looking at J.J. Traynor, and it made me think. It's like, okay, I have higher hopes for this team than some because I really believe, and Kamari Lands, we'll get to him in a second. He has some stuff. Kamari Lands is a kid, I mean, a lot of people don't remember. His junior year, he was a five-star player. He was a top 25 star player, okay? He doesn't play AAU as last year. He ends up falling back. He ends up, I think, 39th on ESPN, whatever, four-star guy. He had committed to Syracuse, ends up decommitting from Syracuse, ends up at Louisville. Kamari Land's a dude. Like, he's a dude, man. And when I look at this and I say, okay, Kamari Land's, Brandon Huntley Hatfield, and I'm not the only one saying Brandon Huntley Hatfield a first rounder. I mean, like, I'm not like one of those where I'm just out there on the island by myself. I mean, they have him projected to go in the first round. Like, he's got a projection of him going 27 right now. Like, other people say that too. I think he got picked if he'd have went this year, not in the first round, but he got picked somewhere had he went to workouts. But when you see that, you see Sidney Curry in these pictures. And you see Roosevelt Wheeler in these pictures. And you're watching Roosevelt go up against Sidney. There's a great picture of Sidney and Rose battling underneath. And you see L. Ellis. And you're watching and you get the video of Mike James. And you're like, we may not be the deepest team in the world this year. But we got some dudes. Like... We have some dudes on this team that can play. And it makes you say, when I see a picture of J.J. Traynor like that, you say, okay, everybody wants to talk about what happens if this goes wrong. If this goes wrong. What happens if L. Ellis, something happens with L. Ellis? Well, what happens if a guy like J.J. Traynor is a major role or a major player and you add another piece, you know, what happens? What happens if a guy like Devin Reed at 6'8 can come in and knock down some threes and is a guy that you can go to for a three-pointer when you need one? Because he's a tremendous shooter. I mean, excellent shooter. I actually watched some film the other day of, it was Oak Hill versus Prolific Prep. Out there, they had Dior Johnson. They had like three or four D1 guys. Devin Reed, 5 threes, ends up with like 18, 19 points. Like, you look at it and you're like, he's a dude. Like what are we talking about here? Like, he can play. And what if he becomes that? And when I start to look at these pictures and you see these and you see how intense they're being coached. There was one funny one we'll get to in a second. But you see how intensely, like that picture of J.J. Traynor, I put it on my Twitter, but, I mean, you can see Kenny Payne over his shoulder, and you're like, this is an intense workout. And the one thing we know about Kenny Payne is he's good at individual workouts. Hey, maybe we find out he can't coach in-game. I don't believe that, but maybe that's an issue. But what we do know is he's really good at individual workouts. And, I mean, you imagine seeing that over your shoulder. And that's what's coaching.
My God. I know. I just pulled the foot. Holy crap.
Like, I mean, he looks like he is just fully engaged. I mean, well, he is fully engaged in this thing. And it's like, no, JJ, we're bringing every ounce of you out. Like, we're going to get every bit. Because JJ Traynor is a guy who, I mean, JJ's a unicorn type guy. I mean, he comes in last year. I mean, you remember? I mean, there were moments last year where we were like, why are we not playing him? Like, he comes in against Notre Dame, and we have a stretch where you're like, this is the best Louisville's looked all year. He catches an oop. He knocks down a three. He gets a block. You're like, this dude's awesome. And we just are like, so easy to say, well, I mean, you know, J.J. Turner's not really going to be a factor this year. Well, what if he is?
Right.
What if he's a big factor? You know? What if he's a guy that can come in and all of a sudden now, yeah, you move Jalen Withers up a little bit and you play bigger and you play, you can do this now. Or I can go small and I can run J.J. and Jalen together if I want to. If I want to sit Sydney and Brandon and Rose down and I want to play that, you know? It just kind of gives you a visual to look at and say, that's awesome. Like, that's awesome. And then you see, you're like, these are the guys over here that get to talk to these guys. They're getting coached from these dudes. I mean, this is what Louisville basketball is all about. Like, this is Louisville basketball. Alumni running all over the place in the gym over there. Basketball guys, just incredible. Just incredible. I mean, that's what you want to see. And looking through those pictures, it just made me feel some type of way. I was like, I kind of perked up. It was like a little extra pride in the pictures. Now, I will say, there was one funny. It's Corey over there who does the pictures. He got them in succession, okay? And it was Kamari Lands going up for a shot. Kenny Payne punches him in the stomach.
That photo sequence is hilarious.
It's hilarious. And you see Kamari Lands. The next picture is Kamari Lands comes down. And you're like, oh, you can tell. He's like, oh, my God. He's walking away. And the next picture, he's got his hand over his rib. And he gets the last one. You can tell. It's like, I'm about to go down. Like, this is bad. Like, and it's funny because Marcus, I was on the phone with Marcus last night. He was so mad. He's like, people think he's out here punching kids in the stomach while they're shooting threes, and you're out here talking he's golfing. Like, what are we talking about here? Like, it's just, it was, you can tell, though, man, that these dudes are being worked over there. And it just gives you confidence going into the season, man. Like, listen, early in the season, you're going to go to Maui. We'll see what happens. Look, I think this team may take a couple on the chin early. I mean, like, it's possible. I mean, and then again, it's possible they don't. But, I mean, yeah, what if, you know, maybe they take a couple early at Maui. Maybe they go in and you get, you know, but the journey of this team throughout the year, I think, is going to be fun to follow. Because what you do know is you have, okay, maybe I only do got 9, 10. Sounds like we'll have 10. We'll talk about what Jody says earlier too, but I think we'll have 10.
Mm-hmm.
But I've got 10 that are bought in. I've got 10 that are bought in to what the coach is saying, to bring in this thing, to that believe in this being. You want to talk about, the theme of the show has been the 300. The 300 knew they weren't going to win the war, but they were the foundation for the war. It's like, this team, I might rename them the 300. Like, that might be my nickname for this team, is the 300. Because, listen, they're probably not going to win a championship. And they're probably not going to go to a Final Four. But this team is the catalyst for what's to come for U of L basketball. I mean, under Kenny Payne. And following, man, and that's what I'm excited to do this year. And that's why I said, when I said the other day, I'm like, look, I'm done arguing. Because I'm not going to get on here and turn this show into, if they win, I get to throw it in your face that I liked Kenny Payne. And if they lose, I'm going to tell you all the reasons why you should not give up on Kenny Payne and stuff. You know, like, I'm just not doing that. Other shows can do that, and that can be how everybody does. Because, listen, at the end of the day, whether you like it or not, I mean, he's here for 3 or 4 years. So, I mean, if you're going to be one of those people, you're just going to be in pain for, no pun intended, for 3 or 4 years. Like,
I see what you did there. Yeah, yeah. That was like, good. Like, that was good there, bud.
I mean, so get over it as far as that goes. I'm not going to do that all year. What I'm going to do is follow the journey of this roster and this team and where they're going and the ebbs and flows of this. And I think, man, by the end of this thing, they could be a decent team. They could be a team, man, that when we get up into ACC play and different things, and maybe they take a couple of maybe they take a couple heads on the way, you know. Game of Thrones, you know. Maybe I get a couple trophies in Maui, you know what I'm saying? Maybe I go to Rupp and get me one, you know, or something, or a memorable along the way. Maybe in the ACC play, that's when I start to kind of round out. So, I don't know. But it can just be pictures. But, man, it's enough to, I think, to give you a little bit of a look. A look in there. So, yeah, man, it's just – it's awesome.
How many – you're talking about 10 guys that have bought in.
Yeah.
I think that's an interesting number. How many do you think were bought in last year with everything that went wrong? I'm not saying it's one person's fault. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying that, it, you know, given the hand that was dealt last year.
Yeah.
I would say maybe three.
Well, especially if you started asking late.
Right.
Like, you know, because, I mean, at the beginning of the season, like, probably everybody, you know, like, everybody's kind of like, all right, well, let's go, you know.
But, with the return of Mac, though. Like, you know, I mean, the Bahama Bullies and everything like that, I mean, I would say, I mean, I'll be honest, like, I ran into JJ leaving a game one time.
Yeah.
I mean, Pops talked about it. It was like, you know, the kid wasn't getting any run. Like, Pops told me one time, like, I met him after the game. We were going up the elevator together, and JJ had just gotten on the elevator before us, and he looked at me and was like, man, it's a shame, but that kid's transferring. He's like, he's gone.
Yeah.
He's gone. He's like, there's no reason for him to stay here. He's not getting any time.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I was like, damn, that sucks, because I know you guys spoke highly of him. I'm not going to, like, fake take. Like, I didn't know what he was capable of. I hadn't seen, like, a ton of his highlights and everything like that. The only thing I'd heard was the praise he would get from Billis every time he touched the floor. But... I would say that he was checked out. I'm trying to go throughout the season. I mean, I think by the time Mac left, maybe Dre, maybe L, and maybe Jalen. Because, I mean, Jalen did have a couple good games late.
Yeah, I mean, and Jalen, here's the thing, is all those guys, and that's where you're coming into right now with... And why the conversation drives me nuts, because it's a perfect show of, like, how things work in the world. Like, you hear Kenny Payne doesn't like NIL enough, you just start repeating it. And you're like, well, why didn't they get – oh, Kenny Payne don't do NIL. It just starts getting said. And you're like – and that becomes just a phrase. So out there in some people out there in the streets now, you're talking like, oh, why didn't you get that guy? Oh, Kenny Payne don't do NIL. Like, that's so false. It's not even funny.
It's not that he doesn't do NIL. He doesn't just do NIL.
Well, here's the thing. When I have a team coming in this – well, and with this transfer class.
Also true.
In particular, okay – if I am putting together a foundation of a program that I'm planning on running for the rest of my career and a place that's my alma mater that I love, that I care about, okay, I'm putting together something that I know how important this first year is. I know how important this is, okay, to get this thing off the ground the right way. I've got dudes, you just mentioned it, that have been through a ton. Kenny Payne said it. He said in the press conference, he talked to some of the families and was like, hey, you know, like, these kids have been through it. So, yes, I'm not going to bring in three or four dudes that the first question they asked me was, well, how much money can I get? Okay. Your mind's probably not where we need. Brandon Huntley Hatfield, and again, we have some insight to the Brandon Huntley Hatfield recruitment. Brandon Huntley Hatfield comes in and says, wait a minute. I've talked to all these other coaches. I know you can get me to the league. I'm going to stick with you. Like, I want to know, Brandon Huntley Hatfield sat with Kenny Payne and said, what can you do to get me to the NBA? Okay, that's a kid I can work with. Like, you know, that's a kid I can work with. And because Brandon was humbled. Brandon was humbled at Tennessee. You know, I mean, he come in, he was a top five kid. You know, I know Jason, Tennessee guy back there too. I mean, he was a top five kid. You know, you look, you're coming out, you balling, you reclassing, you come in, and all of a sudden you realize some dudes. And there's some dudes in front of you. You know, I watch Faulkner on TV right? What's his name? Faulkner, the white kid, the big white kid underneath. Yeah, I can't remember. But, like, I watch him on TV, and you're like, oh, I could bust him. And then you get to practice, and you're like, wait, this is a six-year senior, dude. Can't bust him. Like, dude, he's a beast.
He's got grown man strength.
Yeah, like, this dude's a beast, man. Are you kidding me? So, yeah, you know, so, I mean, he was humbled a little bit. So, that's the guys that he wants. Look over there right now. They got NIL deals going all over the place. Sidney Curry's driving a car that costs six figures. You know, like, Mike James has an NIL deal. L. Ellis has multiple NIL deals. Sidney Curry, multiple NIL deals. I mean, every one of them are selling shirts. They're making money. Like, that's not a thing. And when it comes to recruiting kids out of high school, yes, NIL is going to be very much a part of the conversation Kenny Payne has with those kids. Like, it's just one of the silliest just comments that floats out there now. Like, well, Kenny Payne don't do NIL. Well, you're wrong. Like, that's silly. It's a silly thing to say. So yeah, I mean, you know, that's the type of stuff just kind of, it's like, eh, whatever. Let's see. It says, somebody says, Kenny said he doesn't want kids to come here just for NIL. And he has a right to say that. The man earned that with his love and loyalty. Right. And I agree with him. Like, dude, listen, I'm not going to take the kids, and none of it's going to matter here. Probably in the next, this is 23 is probably the last recruiting class we're even going to be having these conversations, because these kids are going to start going pro again. So the DJ Wagner conversation won't be being had, because he'll be going to league next year. You know, like, this conversation, you get what I'm saying? Like, 23, DJ Wagner and them's class is probably the last class that's your top 5-6 of your top 10 aren't going to just go straight to the league.
Right.
You know, because that collective bargaining agreement's going to come up. This isn't going to be anymore. So you're going to have to coach. Like, and Kenny Payne knows that. You don't think Kenny Payne doesn't know that? Like, hey, man, like, no, I'm building a foundation here, okay? I'm building something, okay? I need to get that. That's the talk of why the G.G. Jackson kid from North Carolina is going to reclass, most likely, because he wants to reclass. Because this is going to be the last year that the NBA, the rookie contract's higher. So if he reclasses and goes pro to this draft, it will be higher. If you wait another year, it's not going to be, you know? So, I mean, there's conversations like that going all around. And Kenny Payne knows what he's doing. He knows what he's doing. And again, I'll end up with this, and we'll get to a break, because I know we got to come back. We got the update, and we'll probably play Jody for him to finish it out. Yeah, you say about 10 minutes? Yeah, because it was really good. But, yeah, it's just one of those things where seeing those pictures, man, just it excites me for the program. And all the fake, you know, I mean, the rivalry and stuff, whatever, that's trying to, like, oh, Louisville fans are worried. No, they're not. No, they're not. Not like you, dude, you look at that, and Louisville fans see that stuff, and it's like, dude, this program's headed exactly where we want it to go. Exactly where we want it to go. And it's gonna be a fun ride getting there. Let's do this. Let's take a last break. We'll get back. We'll take our update here in a little bit. We got Jody Demling. I want people to hear that. I thought he had a lot of good information. Middays with Marcus Maben on 93.9 The Ville. Welcome back. Sorry. We gotta get used to each other. It's all right. Welcome back. Middays with Marcus Maben here on 93.9 The Ville. Again, minus Marcus Maben doing the wedding thing, man. So let him do the family thing, the wedding thing.
That's my bad. I'm getting used to this
it's
board.
It's not your
too.
Bad.
I'm learning on the fly.
Yeah, no.
On this particular board. I'm used to the big one on the other side.
Yeah. No. Not your bad at all. I was reading Twitter, and then I looked up, and I was like, oh,
it's
I
not
didn't...
the size of the board,
no,
Nick.
Not the size of the board.
Thank you. Thank you for that, Nick. Anyways, welcome back. We're going to finish this Thursday off. We do have to take a British Open update.
We do have a British Open update. Those sultry dulcet tones were from Jason tomorrow. Sorry, I have some business I gotta.
Good.
I gotta go ask the bank for money, so okay. that I can go buy vehicles. And then, so I'm meeting them tomorrow. Full disclosure. So I'm gonna leave you in the somewhat capable hands of Jason tomorrow.
I'm looking forward to it, man. Me and Jason, we'll throw down tomorrow.
But I am squishing and squelching all rumors that I do not want to leave the show.
Ooh.
So every time,
are you feeling some type of way? Because Jason's a big Louisville guy.
His L's are no higher than mine, sir.
And then all of a sudden you're going to let him in there, and it's like, oh, all right. I'm just saying.
If it comes down to it.
You're getting risky, man.
I know where to hit him, and I know where to hit Pat. Pat has a bad knee. He has a bad shoulder. So
Fair enough.
I just have no cardio. That's fair.
That's fair. Okay, so what time will
we are going to head out to? I keep wanting to say Augusta. We're going to head out to St. Andrews in about 2 minutes, and then we can wrap up with Jody Demling.
Such a great interview.
Yeah, a good interview with Drew this morning.
I think it's important too that we're letting people know. I mean, this is the type of content we have now. Like, well, we're going to have Jody coming in and being able to give. I mean, he gave tremendous updates this morning on with Drew, and then I believe I heard Drew say Paul Rogers is going to be coming on weekly. You know, we're now day after game is going to be able to use Paul Rogers' calls and everything. So there's so much. I said it before, and I like to say it like this. People ask, is content going to change? And I'm like, it's not changing, but we're adding to it, and we're adding a lot to it. So being the official home, the flagship of the University of Louisville, with the University of Louisville Athletics, that's going to be – it's a big deal for you guys. I mean, it's a big deal for us, but it's a big deal for you guys too. Because the content is going to be absolutely tremendous. Also, tomorrow, the 50 great moments in Louisville football history start. So you're going to be wanting to pay attention to these commercial breaks. So also, good time to get in with sponsorship too, because the commercial breaks are going to be must-listen to radio now as well. So they'll hear your commercials. They'll hear the great moments in football history, and it's not a countdown. They say it's not a countdown, but it's just 50 great moments. So if your moment's left off, because I'm sure somebody will have moment 51,
yeah, they'll be like, hey, what about that one?
I double can't believe play. They didn't add. But anyway,
we have 50 of them. Yeah, sorry, we don't have 51,
but a ton of stuff is coming. So, and it's only going to get better as the season start. Real quick, let me mention this. How much time do I got?
We are heading out there in 10 seconds.
Okay. All right. Well, let's do that, and then we'll come back and we'll talk about it really quick.
All right. And 3, 2, 1, go.
Westwood One Sports presents this special report on the 150th British Open Championship. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach will help you get there. Find your coach at pga.com/coach. Tiger Woods has called St. Andrews his favorite course in the world. He can't be enjoying it much right now. Tiger dropped his approach at 1 into the burn and made double bogey, then bogeys at 3 and 4, a par 5. Tiger is 4 over through 5. Woods is 12 off the lead. 25-year-old rookie Cameron Young set the pace early today with an 8 under 64. Young did tie for 3rd at the PGA Championship in May. The betting favorite, Rory McIlroy, two back after a 6 under 66. McIlroy opened his round with a 60-foot birdie putt at 1. He closed it with a tap-in birdie at 18. Cameron Smith is 5 under. Victor Hovland birdied the last 3 holes coming in for a 4 under 68, 4 off the lead. World number 1 Scotty Scheffler 4 under through 10. I'm Ted Emmerich, Westwood One Sports.
Do you love the game of golf?
Do you live it, breathe it, stay up all night thinking about it?
As a PGA professional, you can turn your love of golf into a career. Whether you're passionate about helping others improve their game,
putting innovations to work that drive the sport forward,
or promoting a more equitable and inclusive golf community, a PGA membership can get you there.
Join the nearly 28,000 PGA professionals who love and lead the game of golf.
Visit pga.org/workingolf to turn your passion into a profession.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. Okay, easy now. You're teaching your kid how to parallel park. Ouch! Turns out he likes to do it by feel. Don't worry, eBay Motors has bumpers, taillights, trunk lids, license plate holders, 122 million parts. Pull up just a little bit. And headlights. They've got lots of headlights. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors. Let's ride.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Middays with Marcus Maven here on 93.9 The Ville. Phil Baker in the house. It's good to see Phil Baker in the house.
Chicken.
Been seeing him so much more lately. It's just wild, man. I've just never seen somebody just stick to his gun so strong when I'm not going to say I was right, but when I said, like, yeah, you'll be here more. He's like, oh, man, you'll be here. Like, yeah, you'll be here more. So, anyway.
He just oozes sex appeal.
It's good to see the company man playing the company line like Indeed. Phil Baker. So, yeah, it was good.
Did you know what his nickname is?
Phil's.
Yeah.
I'm listening.
The one-man gangbang. Hey, Jody Demling on with Dina this morning.
We are pleased to be joined by Jody Demling from the Cardinal Insider, amongst other things here as we roll along. It's because you hear his voice every day at 5:30, and he is you'll be hearing more of him here as we get towards football season. So, and of course, publisher of Cardinal Authority as well. Jody, welcome in. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, a little golf update. It's like 1999 again. Ernie Els up there. I kind of like this.
Oh, is he up there? I hadn't looked. Okay, all right.
He was 5 under when I actually I'm leaving the football stadium because they just had this press conference about U of L health. But yeah, I was like, are we in 1999 again?
Yeah.
Like, Ernie Els is leading. So.
Did and was there any news out of that other than that? I mean, did Josh Hurd answer any questions other than about the partnership?
No, he's still talking right now, like to some of the media on the side and that, but nothing really. But very interesting to me. The main focus from Josh Hurd and Lori Gonzalez in announcing this U of L healthcare partnership was about mental health and mm-hmm. and how they're going to have 10 mental health professionals on call for student athletes at all time, which to me and Josh said they want to be the standard in the ACC, and this is something that the ACC has talked a lot about, and nobody else has really done this yet. But to me, that was the intriguing thing because you don't hear a lot of, athletic directors and presidents of universities talk about mental health with student athletes. But I think they need to. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I think we've seen it over a course of time. And to me, that was the most interesting thing of the whole thing is that they're going to have 10 mental health professionals on call for Louisville student athletes at all times.
Wow. Let's get into some recruiting things. Obviously, you cover that heavily. What do you think's going on with DJ Wagner? Why did all last Friday things seem to change?
I don't know that really. I mean, I get yes, things. There's some things that did change from what people were talking behind the scenes. Look, it's recruiting. This is one thing I keep telling people on our boards at Cardinal Authority. It's recruiting of a top 10 player. You have to understand and you have to learn that when you're in that mix with a type of player like DJ Wagner, like Aaron Bradshaw, who's his teammate, who a lot of people don't talk about the change that's happened with him because DJ overshadows it a little bit, but he was supposedly, allegedly going to commit to Kentucky before the Peach Jam, which starts on Sunday, by the way, mm-hmm. and now he's pushed his announcement back and is not, and seemingly in my mind, that favors Louisville a little more than it does Kentucky. I shouldn't say favors Louisville. It is a trend that is Louisville kind of jumping back in there kind of thing, because it's only Louisville, Kentucky for both of them, in my opinion. But that's the one thing. Recruiting with those kind of guys, it changes like the wind. It's going to change all the time. And it's just beginning. Travis Branham, who works for us at 24/7, is one of our national recruiting analysts. He's the one that changed the first one that changed his crystal ball and put it to kind of undecided and said that he's, the Kentucky thing was becoming stronger and stronger. Well, we don't know. You don't know if those things behind the scenes are being talked about by Kentucky people, by recruiting people, by DJ's people, by Aaron Bradshaw's people trying to dissuade a little bit of the attention off of him over onto DJ Wagner. So there's so many things involved with a top 10 recruit that people want to react and people want to go crazy one way or the other, but you can't really. You kind of just have to be – wait-and-see approach and just know that it's going to change again at some point soon.
So what would be good news if you're a Louisville fan? Sure, I mean, if he waits till after this, you're saying? Like what's – if Louisville fans are looking for a positive – smoke signal from DJ Wagner, yeah. What would that be?
I think if it's for DJ Wagner, to me, I think it all hinges on a visit to Louisville, really, to be quite honest. I mean, I've heard from the Louisville people that they don't feel any different than they did a couple of weeks ago. I've heard from Kentucky people that they feel stronger than they did a couple weeks ago. And I think that's what everybody was talking about. The fact of the matter is, if they can get DJ Wagner to Louisville Live, which we assume they're going to have, you know, same time, different place, that kind of thing this year, just, you know, it's going to be really cool. And you can only imagine, you know, how awesome it would be to watch Kenny Payne kind of walk in there. And I can't imagine that, you know, a lot of former players aren't going to be there and support him. If you can get DJ Wagner to Louisville Live without making a commitment anywhere else, I think that's a big win for Louisville.
So that's an elongated recruitment then. I mean, you
that's going in mid-September, right?
I'm not one who's ever thought like DJ Wagner was going to make a decision right now, to be honest. You know what I mean? Like I've always thought he might play it out just because he's never visited here. You know what I mean? I know he was here for an event. I know he's been here, but with Kenny Payne as the head coach, he has not been on a visit to Louisville yet. And you got him. That has to happen before anything else, you know, can happen. As far as I don't think he would ever commit without making a visit here to Louisville.
Yeah. So you're kind of going against your brethren on this one, that you think it's going to go longer.
I think it will go a little bit longer. That's just my gut feeling. And again, I don't know that anything's really, some things changed because there was some talk behind the scenes, but did really things change? We don't know that, we don't know that. And I know just hearing from different people that the feeling really isn't any different among the Louisville people, among the people with DJ, it's kind of been the same. So we'll see. It's like I said, it's a top 10 recruitment. And the crazy thing about it is I think after watching them recruit and how they're going to recruit moving forward, I think we can get used to this. And it's going to cause a lot of heartache, because when you're recruiting a top 10 kid and you're recruiting against Kentucky, against Duke, against Kansas, against the teams that have gotten consistently North Carolina, consistently top 10 talent, you're going to miss some. It's just that's just the way it is. You're going to get some. You're going to miss some. And you just got to make sure that you get enough. If you're going to do that and recruit in those waters, you've got to make sure that you get the right ones and get the ones and get enough of them to kind of get this thing going and get it back up. And I really do believe they will. I mean, I know a lot of people they know the Louisville staff knows that the roster isn't what they really wanted this year. I think they'd still look around and I do think they'll still add a player at least. Off of this, we've talked about Fabio Basile for weeks and weeks and weeks, and he's still not made a decision. I expect him to make one here in the next week or so. They know that they've made some misses. I don't know that they've missed on as many people as some people like to think that they've missed on. You know, I mean, just reaching out and calling a guy is not really going in and recruiting a guy. But they know they've made misses. They know they've got to do better, and they know that they will. And I think, once this NCAA thing's behind them, once they get a year under their belt, I think this thing's only going to go up. I was very encouraged by the kids that they're recruiting in the 24 and 25 class. It's not, they're not recruiting against, the lower-level schools. They're not recruiting, mid-major type guys. They're recruiting elite high-level guys.
We got about 2 minutes left here. Jody Deming with us, 93.9 The Ville, ESPN 680. So do you think they will add someone for this year's roster?
I do. I mean, I think it's pretty obvious that if Fabio Basile can make his, if he can make a reclassification, he's the kid from Florida. He's a guard who's not really ranked, but he's better than not being ranked. He's a kid that went from 22 to 23 and now wants to go back to 22. Sometimes those kids get lost in the shuffle a little bit.
GE Appliance Park is now hiring full-time positions with up to a $2,500 hiring bonus. Apply today at makeitatthepark.com or text GEA Park to 844-MY-APPLY. That's GEA Park to 844-692-7759. Make a difference. Make it at the park.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.